You're listening to Naptown Buzz, your source for all things indie.
Brian Gross, Naptown Buzz here with Joey Chestnut. Joey, how you doing today?
Doing pretty good.
So tell us, what brings you to town?
There's a shrimp cocktail eating contest St. Elmo's is putting on, and I'm here to hopefully retain my title.
How many did you eat last year?
Last year I did 9.5 pounds in 8 minutes. It'd be nice to get 10 pounds this year and hopefully beat everybody.
Okay, what is the question you're asked most often?
What is it like afterwards? and it's sometimes it's not pretty, but actually shrimp's pretty easy on the body, and it's not that the aftermath isn't that bad.
Okay, let's start off with some non-food related questions.
Absolutely.
First question: what is your favorite movie?
Man on Fire.
TV show.
I still watch it even though it's done. Breaking Bad.
Got Netflix.
Oh yeah. Well, I torrented the entire thing.
Favorite type of music?
I like rock.
Do you have a favorite band?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Good one. Favorite type of game? Card game, board game, video game?
Word Feud.
Last book you read?
Oh, man. I started at 50 Shades of Grey.
Is it a little scary? Or?
It's giving me ideas. I'm engaged now, so experiment a little bit.
Wait till you have a house full of kids. And
my God. You don't want them finding anything.
No. What is your favorite social media platform?
Twitter. It's pretty easy.
And how can people find you on Twitter?
Joey Jaws, at Joey Jaws.
Favorite sport other than eating?
Baseball.
You have a favorite team?
Oakland Athletics.
When people ask you, what do you do? What do you tell them?
It depends. If it's somebody like in college or like somebody who I think they might know who I am, I tell them. If it's like a woman next to me on the plane, I just say, yeah, I work in PR, public relations or something like that. Or advertising, just let it sit like that. But it's a lot of times like people give me a lecture about the health and this and that, and try to talk to me about everything. But yeah, if it looks like somebody who will appreciate it, I'll let them know.
So some years back, I saw you on TV on some sort of game show where people are trying to guess who you were. Have you done much like that? Do you remember that?
I do remember that, yeah. There was a lot of people on that game show, yeah. That was guess like my identity, yeah. I don't do too many game shows. I did Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Did you win?
Did not win. I got to the $175,000 question and lost. I mean, who came up with the polio vaccine? I don't know. I thought I knew back then. I was wrong. Still don't know. I don't do too many game shows, but I'm always busy with something.
Now get to the food stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Recent contest. So you ate, what, 9 pounds of turkey?
9.3. It was a good contest. Stoney was pushing me, and I was able to keep going.
So how do you address a turkey?
Oh, I turned it over, went for the dark meat first, and then once all the dark meat's gone, it makes it easier to grab the breast meat. And then it just, once I'm getting the breast meat, it's a little bit dry, so I had to drink a lot of water to get it down.
So has there been any other contests you've done recently that you've enjoyed?
Oh, what else have I done? Oh, I was in Chicago not too long ago, and I did pierogies, and I'd never really had a pierogi before, and I really enjoyed it. And that was a new one. What else have I done recently? I always love chicken wings. That's one of my favorite every year. I get to do that probably 3 times a year. Usually I dominate. I always tell the other eaters, why'd you even show up?
So they have sauce on them or are they plain?
Usually there's sauce. It's usually pretty mild. Yeah.
Okay, how much shrimp cocktail have you eaten today?
Like in my life or today? Today. Oh.
With all your little media stuff.
I think I probably put about 3 pounds of me today. And it was a lot of spice.
So they gave you the full-blown cocktail sauce?
They said it was pretty similar. They said that it's going to be toned down just a little bit for the contest, but I'm pretty sure today was full-blown.
So the first time you had St. Elmo's shrimp cocktail sauce, what did you think?
I thought they made a mistake. I was like, what the fuck is this? I really was like, oh, it's really, really different. And it's such, it's not just spice. There's a flavor. And then it's amazing because it goes away. It's not like a hot sauce spice.
My wife described it best as it feels like an animal crawled up in your nasal cavity and that horseradish.
It's there, and then it's not. It's amazing. It's amazing how hard it hits. I mean, it hits hard. and it's impressive. And it complements the awesome shrimp, and those shrimp are great. So
yeah, a trick we play on, like, we have the local baseball team here. We'll tell the players when they get into town, hey, go to St. Elmo's and get some shrimp cocktail, and we'll hear about it later.
I've heard people, well, they bring people here and they drink all the water, make sure that when the person's trying it, they don't have any water to drink. It's definitely, I mean, it's delicious. It's a different kind. It's a great, it gets your senses working.
So do you like a lot of spicy food?
I'm not that big on spice. I mean, there's eaters out there who are really specialists in spice, but I can handle it if I have to.
What's the hottest thing you've eaten?
Oh. There's this place that serves really, really freaking spicy wings. They do a spicy wing challenge in San Jose. It's like the ghost pepper coating and junk. It's awful. I had one of those wings, and it was like for 4 hours. It was burning. It sucks thinking about it.
Okay, least favorite food other than oysters. What would you not enter?
I won't do kimchi again. they can take that one and shove it. Count me out.
Okay, when you get pizza, what do you get on it?
I like a good combination. Or either that or just simple pepperoni or margarita cheese. Like
regular, thin, or thick crust?
I like regular.
What is your drink of choice, either while you're doing it or after?
Like cocktail? In a contest?
During a contest, oh, and then after.
Well, during a contest, it's always warm water. Warm water helps my muscles relax, helps the food digest a little easier. Afterwards, I'm a Jack and Coke kind of guy.
It works for me. Do you have a most memorable eating moment?
Oh, my God. There was the year me and Kobayashi tied on the 4th of July. And I barely caught him at the end. He was winning for like the second half of the contest, and I was able to stick that hot dog in right in time to get the tie. And then they were like, "Oh, do you want to eat 10 hot dogs or 5 hot dogs?" I don't want to eat any more hot dogs. I told George Shea. He was like, "All right, 5 hot dogs." And then it was like, "All right." And we did a 5 hot dog overtime, and I knew because that's the way I practice. I do a practice, and then I try to eat 5 more afterwards. So I knew I had room for 5 more, and I was able to pull it off.
So every 4th of July, my cousins and I make sure we watch the contest. Do you miss Kobayashi being there the last few years?
Oh, absolutely. Those 3 years where I beat him, even the year before, they were intense years. We're talking, it was tension. And I miss it. I miss it. I got to move on. Now there's Matt Stoney. He's awesome, and this kid is getting better and better. I think it's gonna finally this year. I only beat him by 5 hot dogs. I did kind of propose before the contest, so that might have hurt me a little bit. He's a great eater, and this year I think he'll be over 60, and this next year he'll be over 60, and it's gonna be a close contest. I think the fans will like it. I think it'll give me a reason to push towards 70, and I'll have to move on for Kobayashi if he doesn't want to ever come back.
Well, we'll be rooting for you. So what does your fiance think about all this?
I don't know. Sometimes she thinks it's crazy. It's part of our life, our lives. And she loves it. She loves when I'm doing well. Like, she's like, I know when you're not going to win. I don't tell you. I was like, you got to freaking tell me. She's like, yeah, but then you'll just get upset, and then we won't be able to relax. But she understands it, and she understands I love it, and she knows when I need to take a break. Like this is my last contest of the year, and we're looking forward to some time going to the gym and relaxing and not having a crazy diet. She's definitely on my team, and I'm really lucky to have her.
So during the contest, have you ever had a reversal of fortune?
You know what? Not. It depends. Eaters next to me will say that I barfed in my mouth. You know, I've had burps where things come into my mouth, but that's not a reversal. It didn't leave the mouth. So, I mean, I've never been disqualified. But there's times where I'm burping, and it looks like it might be reversal. But every time I get it down, I can keep it down. And the only time I get sick is if I'm dehydrated, or there's something wrong with the food.
So then afterwards, how do you unwind? Like, do you just not eat for the whole next day? Drink a bunch of water? What?
I'm drinking water. I am sleeping waking up just to roll over, either run to the bathroom or roll over to help it digest. But I'm lethargic. It looks like anybody after eating a big meal. And I feel a little bit like garbage, like a person who's pushed their body to a crazy limit. And my body's recovering. And I'm willing to accept that.
So big thing on Naptown Buzz, we do bacon. So we'll have bacon tweet-ups where everybody gets together and bake something with bacon. So they wanted me to ask you, what were your thoughts on bacon?
Oh, I enjoy bacon. I think it's good on everything. It's good in your salad, good on your sandwich. You can wrap pretty much anything in bacon.
You had any contests that involved bacon?
No, never had a contest with bacon.
I think we're going to have to fix that.
Yeah, that needs to be fixed. Oh, like a bacon bomb. Like a
bacon explosion.
Explosion. Oh, my God. Those are good, too.
So do you cook or bake at all?
I cook a little bit, yeah. I have to learn how to cook because I have to make all the food to practice with. It's a problem because usually I cook it better than sometimes in the contest.
So what do you cook a lot of?
Oh, what do I like? Well, I make casserole. I do make a mean salad. I love sauteing spinach. I do fried chicken, pan fried, nice and slow. Take your time. I love cooking with a slow cooker. Corned beef, it's amazing. Pork butt, slow cooker. I think it's even better than most barbecue.
Yeah.
What else do I like cooking? Oh, salmon. Yeah, we had salmon in the other night. Really good. Well, the maple glaze on there. What else? Oh, turkey. I make a mean turkey. You inject it with butter and garlic.
So how many do you make at a time?
my goofy oven's only big enough for one turkey. But when I was practicing for turkey, I had to make a couple of them.
Do your relatives still invite you over to eat?
Yeah, I can't eat like that on a daily basis. And I definitely can't eat like that around family because they'll kick my butt. My mom would get furious. So I really have to maintain monitor my calorie intake in order to maintain my weight. And I have to be careful because the bigger I get, I don't eat as well. I can't control my breathing during a contest. When I get over about 250, it gets really, I can feel it hard. It hit me hard. But right now I'm about 245, and it's the end of the season, and I'll be able to get back down to like 215.
So what does your mom think about all of this?
God, some days she's like super proud, like, oh my God, look what Joey did. Then some days she's like, oh, I can't believe you did that. I didn't raise you to eat like that. So she's a little bit bipolar, the way she feels about it.
What advice do you have for anyone that would want to start in a competitive eating?
Oh man, don't quit your day job. That's for sure. No, you got to figure out your body. And for a long time, I kept a food diary or journal about how I was feeling, how I was eating, what I was eating, and how much of it. Those are the things that you really monitor. And sometimes when you're not feeling good, you can still do things really amazing. You're empty, and so you have to figure out your body and how hard and learn how to make your body work for you, manipulate your body.
So, final question. If you had to choose a last meal, what would it be?
My mom's cooking. Mom's lasagna. Yeah.
Or chicken farm.
Yeah, both.
Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Naptown Buzz. To get in touch, call us on the Buzz line, 317-891-4627. You can also send us an email, naptownbuzz@gmail.com, or send us your snail mail, Surge Bucket Media, P.O. Box 39178, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46239. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Foursquare, and anything else worth following. Just search Naptown Buzz.